Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to noon central. Texas Truck Works is your go-to truck customizer. From mild-to-wild lift kits, custom wheels and steering and handling enhancements to the best personal and commercial wraps, Texas Truck Works delivers. Let Texas Truck Works founder Scott Stevens help you get the most out of your truck or Jeep. Texas Truck Works has decades of customizing experience, including power adders and complete engine swaps. Let the Texas Truck Works team design an upgrade plan that fits your budget. Get truck attitude today at TexasTruckWorks.com. The Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise In and Katie returns Saturday morning, November 21st, 8 to 11 a.m. This fun and fabulous event attracts the best rides in town. Tailpipes and Tacos is free and everyone is invited. You'll see collector cars, hot rods, customs, magnificent originals, and resto mods all in one place. The Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy. Cars from all over Southeast Texas cruise in and show off in a three-hour friends and family event. Loopies will have breakfast, tacos, coffee, and the best cars all at one location. The Loopy Tortilla Mexican Restaurant on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10 in Katy. Drag racer, car enthusiast, and Loopy founder Stan Holt brings you Houston's hottest cruise in. Tailpipes and Tacos, Saturday, November 21st, 8 to 11 a.m. at Loopy's in Katy. The In Wheel Time car show will be there too. Get your ride ready and we'll see you at the Tailpipes and Tacos Saturday morning cruise in, November 21st, 8 to 11 a.m. Is your business or company looking to stand out in a crowded advertising market? Looking to reach the real auto enthusiast? Well, you found it. You're listening or watching In Wheel Time, and so are your fellow enthusiasts. The In Wheel Time car show now reaches 500,000, and we can put together a marketing plan that will engage them in your product, business, or service. To get the tires rolling, just shoot us an email to our marketing director, Jeff Zekin. His address is jeff@inwheeltime.com. This is the award-winning car talk show, In Wheel Time, your weekly go-to all things automotive place, along with Mike Out of This World Mars. King Conrad DeLong, right off camera, is our video director, Jeff Zekin. I'm Don Armstrong. So glad that you could join us on this absolutely gorgeous Saturday in the fall, the week before. Is Thanksgiving this week? Or is
2 weeks.
2 weeks away.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. My God.
And then I'll be out the 28th because I'll be in California drinking wine with my daughter and my wife and my son.
And after a stop at Asia SF in San Francisco.
No, we're not going up to San Francisco this time. We're hanging out in Fresno. And
I've got a special invite for you.
I'm sure you do.
All right. Moving along.
Through the back door.
That's exactly right. And
because they're closed. Anyhow.
Oh, God.
It's a long story. If you want to, if you're watching this on a pod, you're listening to this on a podcast, you can go back a couple of half hours and you could find out what we're talking about. And we'll just leave it at that. We're moving on now, and joining us live is Mr. Dale Hullquist, owner and proprietor of Elite Glass and Trim, and also NHRA Sportsman Boy Racer. You know, you've changed
a
in appearance. You've changed a little bit in appearance since the last time we spoke.
What you? He's still smiling.
Wait
though.
A minute. He's trying out for Santa Claus this year. Are you?
Exactly. Just in case the glass deal doesn't work.
got a fallback plan.
Yeah. So I assume that we are talking to you from the Hullquist garage out there in Crosby.
You are.
Well, it looks really good, and you know, I don't believe that I have seen in person that car behind you.
That's my Cobalt. I bought it last year. It was previously owned by Ken Howell. It was a stick car, a super stock car with a stick in it. I converted it over last year to an automatic and have had a lot of fun with it and a little success this year.
A little success.
I heard you grabbed a big trophy this year.
We did. I'm sitting here. Wally's sitting beside me.
Good man. Good man.
One of them. Yeah. That's the most recent one. We got lucky in up at the Texas Motorplex at the they call it a national open. Before the national event, they were trying to combine some events. Because of the COVID has shortened the series for NHRA. And so they combined two events. We got lucky and won won the first one and almost won the second one. We rudder'd up at the national event 3 days later. So we had a lot of fun.
Wow. Well, you know, we wanted to talk to you about that because, you know, that was a back-to-back event with Houston. And as a sportsman racer, you've got to be kind of your tongue hanging out and breathing hard after the Houston event, after race number two, because it's pretty much nonstop for basically 3 weeks in a row because you got to prepare and get to Dallas, race in Dallas, come to Houston, race in Houston. I mean,
they raced twice in Dallas.
I know. So, you know, I'm thinking that
time consuming as well.
Yeah, time consuming, and we've all missed you terribly.
Well, it's a lot of fun, but you're exactly right. It's you've got to be committed. It takes a big commitment for the time and the expense and the time away from work. We were gone. Chris and I left Monday night for Dallas and got home Sunday night late and left for Houston Raceway Park Tuesday morning. So we were in town. I worked one day and then got back over there. We were at Houston trying to get parked and set up and to run the national here.
You know, you mentioned that you were committed. Dale Hultquist, as long as I've known you, you've been committed to some sort of insane asylum, I think. something along those lines. The drag racing is not unlike other car things that we're all into, whether it's showing a car, racing a car, going to car shows. We're all committed to the whole genre of cars. And exactly. I know that your whole life has revolved around cars. And it actually started with you working at a trim shop way back in the day.
It did. I started back in 1986 at Dorsey's. Was a large glass and trim shop here in Houston. I believe they had six locations. And it started there and was there for 4 or 5 years and left and went to another glass company and made some connections. And through that, I was able to purchase Elite Glass in 1999 and have had it ever since and have enjoyed the working with them and all the customers and made a lot of friends along the way.
Yeah, the car business is a lot smaller than people think because that's where Dale and I crossed paths was back in the late 80s, early 90s, out at Ron Kraft Chevrolet, which when it was down off of Main Street back in the original location. So that's
exactly.
You know,
I remember you from down there, Conrad.
Oh, yeah.
You were a rep for Oldsmobile or General
correct.
Motors.
Yeah, back then it was Oldsmobile. And then, you know, they were doing some trim work for us. And, you know, it was a great shop, great location, some pretty good managers there. And so I've known Dale that long. But, again, it's just kind of talking about how small the car business is. And everything being known, I had Dale did some stuff on my Yukon when we got my Yukon back from my college son. He had turned it into the party bus and, you know, spill a drink and just leave it on the carpet. So we had to replace the interior and the carpet in it. They did a wonderful job. It still looks good today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's done all of my work for as long as I have known him. I think I met you through Stan, if I'm not mistaken. And I know that your friendship with him continues, as well as the Emmons boys.
Yes. Those guys have had an unbelievable back half to the year here. Two of them, Terry and Jerry, won Indy and then come back. And then they go out west, and I believe Jerry wins out there, and then Gary wins. So, it's just a toss-up which one you're going to catch and which one of them is going to put you on the trailer.
Well, it's all the same person. You just can't tell the difference.
That's right. Yeah, that's
accused of that, but I don't think it really happened.
Yeah.
They all look the same if you don't know them very well, yeah.
So do you compete against them on the track?
On a regular basis. They're always there, and they're always tough.
And do you ever win any races with them?
Infrequently, I do. Yeah, those guys are hard to beat. Yeah, they are.
I mean, do you shudder when you wind up looking at who you got coming up, and you wind up it's one of the Emmons boys?
you know, when you're 62, you shudder every time you pull up to the car.
Or at least you hope you shudder, right?
check for shudders.
So everybody out there can beat you. I've been beat by all of them.
and you can beat any of them as well. Just depends on the circumstances.
Luck over the years, but everybody out there can beat you. This is a game of thousands of a second, and it's amazing how much you can't control that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can do the best that you can, but there's so many variables involved. Yeah, exactly.
And that's the fun of sportsman racing, though, as well, exactly. Because it's the diversity of cars that you're facing and the diversity of drivers. But if you can be consistent, you can be successful.
Exactly. And we've had a fair amount of success, actually more success, with the stock eliminator car, the Camaro. And it's a more fun car to drive. You actually are more involved. You're shifting the car. One foot's on the brake, one foot's on the gas. You actually have to stage it with both feet, and they monitor this. And it's more driver involved than the super stocker. You basically stage it, hit a button, and let off the button, and keep your hand away from the shifter because it'll hurt you when that air shifter shifts.
Oh, wow.
So I see the 990 on the car behind you back there. Is that your last dial-in time?
That was the last dial-in, and actually we went a little too fast. I think we broke out 300, so we went 987 when we got to load our stuff up. Yeah. So,
and 987 will actually lose the race if your other guy didn't break out too.
You're exactly right, Don. Yeah, I was dialed a little softer than I thought. We had some challenging air conditions here in Houston, and the wind, and I missed it. And I was trying to take the finish line by the least amount possible, and so was he, I'm sure. And I got the finish line, but I got there 300ths of a second too early. Yeah,
300ths. Of a second.
You blink your eyes twice.
You don't even, it's not even an eye blink. Yeah, it's that fast. So what have you got to look forward to in 2021, sir?
Just getting the car freshened up. The reason the car's here is the motor's out of it. It made its way back to Indiana yesterday. And then I'm going to move this one out of the way and take the motor out of the Camaro. And it's going to Shreveport, Louisiana to get freshened up. So we're going to try to get the motors freshened and get them back in and get ready for February the 26th. I believe in Louisiana, no problem raceway.
Yeah. And I know the Camaro's a 396. What are you running the Cobalt?
It's a 305. It's a 1987 model TPI motor out of a Camaro that was originally rated at 190 horsepower. It has a few more than that now, but that's what it was. It's classified at. So it's considered a GT car because, as y'all know, Cobalts were originally front-wheel drive cars.
Shame on Chevrolet, right?
Yeah, we're getting them freshened up. The transmission's going to Waco, and it'll get freshened up and try to have everything in optimal condition.
What are you running? You running a two-speed in it?
No, in the Cobalt, both of them are three speeds. This is a ProTrans in the Cobalt, and there's a regular two. Well, actually, it's a 200 metric, to be perfectly honest with you. In the Camaro, they were old Buick and Oldsmobile.
Right,
back in the day, and they're highly modified from that original stock, but they're 200 metrics is what's in there. It's a three-speed what's in the Camaro, and again, this is a three-speed ProTrans.
And you know, one of the things I know I've kind of chased a little bit of business your way, but one of the things really at Elite Glass and Trim you really got to be pretty proud of is you probably have one of the last guys in the city that understands sunroofs from the 70s.
We do. James Mayer, he's been with us for 21 years, as long as I've owned it. But prior to that, him and I worked together at Dorsey's, and he is a gem. He really is.
Yeah, those early sunroofs, it's impossible to find somebody who understands how they work, much less can repair them and make them work again.
You're right. And all these panoramic roofs that these late model cars have today, we have a lot of business with import and domestic as well that have these large two-piece sunroofs in these cars. And we do several of them a week, every week. Yeah.
That's why Don hates sunroofs.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take mine painted. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Yeah, the paint won't leak.
There you go. So how's Chrissy?
Chrissy's doing fine. She's sitting right here beside me. crew chief extraordinaire. Without her, I couldn't get all this stuff loaded and get to the racetrack, I don't think.
You know, I have to admit to you that I was actually at the racetrack. We did the show from there on Saturday, and we'd finished the show, and I don't know whether it was Saturday or Sunday, but I saw you guys pulling up onto the staging lanes, and I was going to say something. I thought, no, they're getting ready to race. You're in the car. Chrissy's walking beside it. I thought, oh, God, I want to say something. And time got away, and I just didn't have time to get by to visit with you. But I just wanted you to know that I've been thinking about you guys, and hopefully things are going well for you, not only at Elite Glass and Trim, but also with you and Chrissy personally.
Well, they are. And again, it's always nice to have, you know, a partner and a companion that really enjoys what you do. I mean, I have some other activities besides racing, but, you know, Chrissy is involved in all of it and enjoys all of it. You know, we like riding motorcycles. We like, we race remote control boats. We race cars. We do a lot of things, and she enjoys it all. And we have a good time doing it.
And that way she gives you permission to spend money on it, right?
Yeah.
It's easier to get permission anyway.
There's that. Yeah, I'm sure.
The UPS truck is regular here in FedEx. Yeah. My first thing, yeah.
Well, Dale Hallquist, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Hopefully I'll see you soon. But we sure appreciate you taking the time today to talk to us here.
Always appreciate you guys. If I can, Don, I just got a text from the racetrack at HRP, and it says they're having an event tomorrow. It says defend your vote and defend your flag. Starts at 2:00 tomorrow. It's free to everyone. And there's going to be local, state, and federal politicians there. Starts at 2:00 at Houston Raceway Park.
Be there.
Well, we'll be there if we can or can't. Okay, Dale, we love you, my friend. You take care of yourself. Thanks again.
Thank you, sir.
And Conrad, Mike, y'all be safe. If I can help you, holler.
Thank you so much. Great guy, dear friend.
And, I can't get over the fact he's got a 305 that we used to think were junk motors, and he's pushing it sub 9 seconds in a quarter mile. That just dumbfounds me.
It's Dale Hallquist.
Well, I know, but it just that anybody can do that.
Yeah.
We used to throw those motors away.
Yeah. No, we didn't throw them away.
Well, nobody thought them as a performance engine.
No.
But that's the key sportsman racing is, and that's what Dale's got down, is he understands how to the combination of the car, the weight of the car, and the engine, and how to work it to his advantage.
Wasn't that 305 in the 1976 Chevy Monza?
Yes.
It was in the Malibu and the Nova. It was in all kinds of things.
The engines in two different places and the transmissions in two different
places.
To get refreshed. So he knows.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But Dale said it was an 87 model. I can still hear him.
Yeah, an 87. Yeah.
Don's still thinking of his Monza.
I only had that car for a year because the following year I traded it in for the first Corvette, 77 Corvette.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You weren't working at the Chevy dealer at the time, were you?
No. Oh, I was in radio then.
Oh, he moved up in the world from buffing the paint off of all of the cars.
right down the middle of the hood.
Right down the ridge.
Time now for Conrad's Car Clinic. What is in the clinic today?
Is water good enough?
Is water good? You talking about for the radiator?
No, I'm talking about for your windshield wiper washer.
No, it's not.
It's really not. You really have to understand a little bit. You know, if you've ever run out of windshield washer fluid and you didn't have any more on hand and you wondered whether or not it's a special fluid or you could just add plain water, really it is kind of a special fluid. You know, if in short run, if you need to throw water in it, you can. Make sure you put it in the cap that's blue. Some of the other caps that are under there that are different colors. You could seriously mess up your car by putting water or windshield washer solvent in there. But, you know, it's worth the time to take the trip to the store and buy windshield washer solvent. You know, if you ever live in a place where the temperature never gets down to freezing, it's not that big a difference, but the fluid that's in the washer solvent is specialized cleaning fluid to remove bugs, bird droppings, road grime, some of that oil and stuff that gets on your windshield and all that other crud that collects on the glass. So washer solvent is going to contain ingredients that are meant to clean those stubborn messes. Most of the products out there have a little methanol or some isopropylene alcohol in them, and also some ethylene glycol to make sure that the solvent doesn't freeze when it gets cold out. Not much of a thing to worry about here in Houston, but you want to make sure that using that correct product does what so it can do what it's supposed to. It's supposed to clean, but the other thing it's supposed to do is it's supposed to evaporate clean without leaving streaks behind. So yeah, if you're
that's only if you've got decent wipers.
Well, that was the next point on that, is if the wipers wipe correctly, the washer solvent is going to evaporate on the glass and not leave the streaks. And the fluids are formulated specifically to clean the windshields, do a better job than just plain water, as well as they won't freeze when it gets too cold. So use the blue stuff. It cleans better, it dries better, and it won't leave streaks because it'll evaporate. But one thing to remember is that don't leave it around and open, because it's not something you want to let some of the animals, cats or dogs or anything, take a drink of. So,
well, it's funny because my daughter, the oldest one, that has the 2015 Challenger, mm-hmm. She says, "Dad, I think I need new wiper blades." I said, "Why?" He says, "Well, it really doesn't wipe very well anymore." I said, "Have you ever changed them?"
Nope.
No.
So she can go to a parts store.
Dad's going to go to the parts store and get them. Her birthday is coming up, so it's going to be part of the birthday present gift.
Don't buy just the cheap ones. Go ahead and buy a mid to an upper grade. They usually have like 3 or 4 levels of wipers.
Actually, more than that. So I've been shopping them, and so I picked up a pair. They're 22-inch, so they're big, long ones. And I thought, okay, well, I'll pick this one. Ordered it. They were $12 a piece, which is about mid-range.
Yeah, that's a mid-price.
$8
is
the cheapos. And then $25, I'm not paying $25 for a damn wiper blade. So I thought, okay,
His daughter.
I'll pay $12. It had a name brand on it and all that. So they're supposed to last maybe 6 months to a year.
6 months to a year.
Yeah. Yeah. So I bought them.
Hers lasted 5
and
years.
And then I get a phone call. Wonder what that number is. Answer it. Hello. Yes. Is this Mr. Armstrong? Yes, it is. Hi, this is so-and-so with Advanced Auto Parts. I am sorry to tell you, but we don't carry that any longer. I said, can you order them? No, sir. We don't carry them even in the warehouse. Then why are they on the website? Well, sir, I can't answer that question, but we don't have them. We can get you something else. I said, I'll come in and shop.
Yeah.
So that's what I plan on doing. And no, I'll wind up probably spending $25 for the damn wiper blades.
Yeah, the wiper blades
that you weren't going to spend.
Yeah, will range. Now, one of the things when you put new wiper blades on, get out the Windex and clean your windshield. And also clean the very bottom of the windshield where the wiper blades park. Because if you put new wiper blades on and you still got all that schmutz on your windshield, it's just going to streak anyhow.
Did he actually say that?
Schmutz.
That's a technical term.
Schmutz is Yiddish for moving dirt.
I didn't know you were Jewish.
No, but Yiddish. Well, I'm not Jewish, but I like Yiddish.
You have friends.
I have friends.
And schmutz is.
Okay. All right.
But if you're putting something in your washer solvent bottle, put washer solvent in it.
Yeah, and you know what? You can buy that stuff for $1.
Yeah, it's cheap.
It's very cheap.
$1, $2.
Yeah. All right, time now for some of the stories making automotive news headlines this week. NHTSA, National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, said Thursday it identified the 18th U.S. death tied to a Takata airbag inflator rupture after the review of a recent BMW crash. The safety agency said it had concluded a Takata airbag inflator ruptured during a September crash in Arizona that had led to fatal injuries of the driver.
Yikes.
So other deaths, 15 U.S. deaths in Hondas, 2 in Fords, and now a BMW. So if you check your vehicle, would you? And here's what to do. safercar.gov, S-A-F-E-R,
safercar.gov
is the website. And all you have to do is type in the VIN number of the car. Well, I don't know where that is. I can't find it. Yes, it's probably in your wallet.
And it's on your insurance card.
It's on your insurance card. And so you just type in that 17-digit number, letter, combination, and all of a sudden, if you type it in the little box that pops up on safercar.gov, it will tell you whether your car has been recalled or not.
And it'll tell you whether or not that recall has been completed as well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of two-phase on that.
So just do that.
Check it at least twice a year. I'd tell you to probably check it more often.
Yeah. Speaking of recalls, Volvo recalling 54,000 vehicles for an... I swear I didn't do that. I bumped the button. My apologies.
Oh, no, I'm looking at my phone. I'm looking at Jeff.
I thought
somebody's going to get trouble because our phone is ringing.
This is also an airbag defect. Volvo.
Known for safety.
2001 to 2003 model year S80 and S60 vehicles sold or registered in high humidity U.S. states, and that would be us.
Yes.
So there you go. There's another one that you can look up. In a bold move to sell more of its volume-leading Rogue crossovers, Nissan will bring Toyota to its dealerships. Automaker plans to put its arch competitor's RAV4 compact crossover on Nissan lots to show shoppers how the Rogue stands up head-to-head against the segment leader. Campaign coincides with the introduction of the redesigned 2021 Rogue, which is arriving now at Nissan stores. Through this September, the Rogue was the fourth best-selling compact crossover behind the RAV4, the Honda CR-V, and the Chevy Equinox.
So how are they going to catch up if they're going to go out and buy all these Toyotas to put at the Nissan dealership?
Yeah.
Going to give a little surge of
lease
sales?
Lease them a little bit or something. Because, you know, but we've done that before at the media events to, competitive vehicle driving and stuff. So it kind of makes kind of sense.
You heard Ford unveiled an e-Transit, the electronic transit van, the electric transit
van. It goes 150 miles.
Yeah, 150 mile range.
If you
range,
don't put your foot in the accelerator.
$45,000 price tag, and it takes, it'll charge 30 miles in 10 minutes and 45 miles in 15 minutes.
I'm out. Thank you.
Mr. Range Anxiety.
Very much so. Lyft said Tuesday it's working on a new service to take a slice of the burgeoning food delivery market as it works to make up for a 48% drop in quarterly revenue and a slow recovery of ride-hail demand. Unlike larger rival Uber, Lyft has no food delivery business to fall back on, so now they are. President-elect Joe Biden's transition teams for the Environmental Protection Agency and Transportation Department will be run by several agency alumni who served under President Barack Obama and helped craft regulations like the Clean Power Plan and tougher fuel economy standards for vehicles. No surprise there.
I'm just biting my tongue.
I am too.
And
next,
BMW is reloading and forging back onto the EV battlefield with the iX, a full electric utility vehicle that will become the automaker's new technology flagship. The 500 horsepower iX, unwrapped Wednesday, is powered by two electric motors that drive all four wheels to its It's due to go on sale in the U.S. in early 2022. Here's a picture of it.
Because the
I don't know whether you can read what I wrote on there, but I said UGLY.
Because the i3 was such a success.
Yeah.
So you heard in 2021, Ram is going to offer the Power Wagon 75th anniversary truck again with big 33-inch tires, a blacked-out gunmetal grille, and headlights, and special interior with the mountain brown leather.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to wrap up today's show right after this.
Texas Truck Works is your go-to truck customizer. From mild-to-wild lift kits, custom wheels and steering and handling enhancements to the best personal and commercial wraps, Texas Truck Works delivers. Let Texas Truck Works founder Scott Stevens help you get the most out of your truck or Jeep. Texas Truck Works has decades of customizing experience, including power adders and complete engine swaps. Let the Texas Truck Works team design an upgrade plan that fits your budget. Get truck attitude today at TexasTruckWorks.com. The Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise-In and Katie returns Saturday morning, November 21st, 8 to 11 a.m. This fun and fabulous event attracts the best rides in town. Tailpipes and Tacos is free and everyone is invited. You'll see collector cars, hot rods, customs, magnificent originals, and resto mods all in one place. The Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy. Cars from all over Southeast Texas cruise in and show off in a three-hour friends and family event. Loopies will have breakfast tacos, coffee, and the best cars all at one location. The Loopy Tortilla Mexican Restaurant on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10 and Katy. Drag racer, car enthusiast, and Loopy founder Stan Holt brings you Houston's hottest cruise in. Tailpipes and Tacos, Saturday, November 21st, 8 to 11 a.m. at Loopy's in Katy. The In-Wheel Time Car Show will be there, too. Get your ride ready, and we'll see you at the Tailpipes and Tacos Saturday morning cruise-in, November 21st, 8 to 11 a.m.
Well, that's it for this episode of the In-Wheel Time Car Show. Hey, when you're on Facebook, please give us a like and tell your friends about us. You'll get Conrad's Unicorn Hunting features along with all things automotive all week long. The In-Wheel Time Car Show streams on Facebook, YouTube, and on InWheelTime.com. 30-minute daily podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, iHeart Podcast, Google Podcast, and Podcast Addict. Special thanks to all of our guests today. The In-Wheel Time Chief Engineer is the fabulous David Ainsley. Our video and marketing whipping boy is Jeff Zekin. This week's In-Wheel Time Car Show is produced and directed by Steven Spielberg. For booking agent and podcast candyman Mike Out of This World Mars, His Royalty King Conrad DeLong, and Jeff Little Drummer Boy Zekin, I'm Don Armstrong saying so long for now, and we hope you'll join us again live next Saturday, 9:30 to noon, right here on the Smoke and Mirrors Network. Thanks for being part of the In Wheel Time family. Enjoy your weekend. Keep it clean. We'll see you at Tailpipes and Tacos next weekend. Enjoy your week. That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to noon Central on Facebook, YouTube, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, iHeart Podcast, TuneIn, Google Podcast, and Podcast Addict. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.